This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri is likely to see several new abortion clinics open around the state, bucking a national trend. And in St. Louis, a court fight is underway over the city's ordinance to bar employers and landlords from discriminating against women who have abortions. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis says those events are fueling a push by some state lawmakers for a special session devoted to abortion.
Planned Parenthood's abortion clinic in St. Louis has been a magnet for protesters since it opened in 1974. The clinic was one of the first in the nation after the Supreme Court decision legalizing the procedure. After years as the state's only abortion clinic, the St. Louis facility is expected to get company as a result of a federal judge's April ruling against several Missouri restrictions. That decision was prompted by the U.S. Supreme Court's action tossing out similar laws in Texas last year. Planned Parenthood is preparing to open up new clinics in Springfield, Columbia, Kansas City, and Joplin. The Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights and monitors activity around the country, says no other state is seeing such an expansion of abortion services. Allison Dreith with NARAL Pro-Choice Missouri is ecstatic.
The future for abortion access in Missouri actually looks bright again.
But abortion opponents are alarmed. State Senator Bob Onder, a Republican from St. Charles, long has been a leader in restricting abortion in Missouri, which has some of the toughest laws in the country.
We really are at a critical moment in Missouri for protecting women and protecting the unborn. And I think the Missouri legislature really needs to take action.
Onder says he's talking to Governor Eric Greitens' staff about calling a special session to focus on new abortion restrictions that could replace those wiped out by the judge. Missouri Right to Life President Steve Rupp supports that idea.
We want to do anything we can as quickly as we can to save the lives of those innocent children.
Onder also wants the special session to address the City of St. Louis's new anti-discrimination provision. The St. Louis Archdiocese is among the opponents who have sued to get the changes overturned. The Catholic Church opposes abortion. Archbishop Robert Carlson argues that the ordinance could require it to hire women who support abortion rights.
Now, some of our St. Louis politicians have made a protected class out of reproductive health, which is merely a politically correct euphemism for abortion.
The St. Louis ordinance was among the targets in roughly 30 abortion-related bills in the State General Assembly 2017 session. All failed to pass for various reasons. Sam Lee, a veteran anti-abortion lobbyist, blames his side's lackluster record last session on Senate Democrats, who he says skillfully used their filibuster powers. But abortion opponents point to their success in putting restrictions in the state budget that will block any abortion provider, including Planned Parenthood, from getting Medicaid money for family planning services. And overall, Lee says the November elections bolstered his side's already powerful clout in the state capitol.
Politically, with the legislature and the governor and the attorney general, we're in great shape.
Mevy Mead, with the St. Louis Planned Parenthood, contends that abortion critics worry about rising public support in favor of reproductive rights.
Partly because of that, there is a political reaction against access to those services and those who provide them.
Dreith puts the debate in starker terms.
This is not about further restricting access to abortion or even the health and safety of women. This is about controlling women.
What's not in dispute is that nationally and in Missouri, the number of abortions continue to drop. In Missouri, the latest available figures for 2014 show that just over 5,000 abortions were performed in the state, most of them at the St. Louis Clinic. Another 3,100 Missouri women traveled elsewhere for the procedure. All told, that's less than half the 19,000 abortions in 1985, one of the state's peak years. Abortion rights supporters credit greater use of contraception, while opponents link the lower numbers to the state's increased restrictions. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.